You heard how it went down. Now, time to sum it all up. This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Top of the arc. Middleton hits it with a foul. Three-pointer's good, and he'll have a chance to make it four. Money in the Bank.
Recap everything you need to know about this game right now.
Holiday throws it up for Giannis, who delivers with a thunderous two-hand slam on the alley-oop. Some adventures in the third once again, but is Milwaukee just too much for the shorthanded Orlando Magic? 136-118.
Now, here's your host, your analyst, and your MC for the evening.
Make some noise!
Justin Garcia.
Yeah!
All right, it was a TCB road trip for the Bucks, taking care of business in Orlando. Did you ever have any doubts about this game from start to finish? Even when the Magic tied the score in the third quarter? None. Me too. And by the way, I don't know if this qualifies for total tough scene, bro, but or ultimate tough scene, sorry. But two straight games for the Orlando Magic, where in consecutive games they go on a 19-0 run and a 12-0 run, and they lose both of those games by 17 and 18.
Question.
I'll try.
Is it the Magic coming out strong at the second to start the second half, or is it the Bucks being a little complacent at the start of the second half?
Isn't it the Magic coming out strong where it's like, come on. Like
two games in a row, that's
like
why
The speech you get from Jamal Mosley in the locker room. And Jamal Mosley's a Milwaukee native. Maybe he's got family members, friends listening to Bucks Talk. But you got Jamal Mosley firing the group up at halftime. And you have the Magic do a little bit of self-reflection and look around. It's like a Disney movie, where you get that moment. You're a big Mighty Ducks guy. It's like the speech in the locker room, and you just start looking around. And you're like, yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, we can do this. Come on, guys. Yeah, play with some pride. We could do it. And they come out, and they're charged up. And then all of a sudden you realize, what are we doing here? Like, all right, you've had your fun. Now let's win. And that's what it felt like these last two games. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It's the final Bucks Talk of 2021. We're going to go out with a bang, and you can play a role in that. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. If you want to get in on the fun, the final show of 2021, we've got to look back at the year. And we've got yet another new game that we need to play. I mean, it is getting ridiculous across the NBA right now on a number of fronts. But what was the weirdest part of the night for you, Greg? Because for me, it's easy. Doesn't have to be Bucks specific. The NBA in general, to me, there was one really, really strange thing. Nothing?
No.
Wow. go fire up League Pass and tell me who's playing right now. I'll wait.
Enhance. Man, hey, can I borrow your League Pass login, by the way? I think that's a good time to mention that. Who is still playing? No.
Exactly. All the games today were 6 o'clock tips.
Man.
When's the last time there was no NBA basketball after dark? Nothing past like 8:45? Everything wrapped up.
Well, there should have been.
Well, right. So we had our 11th postponement of the season. we're going to get into that in a little bit as it's related to our game. But did you see, in case you're unaware, what we just alluded to, there was supposed to be a 9:30 game tonight, or 9 o'clock, I think. And it was the Denver Nuggets and the Golden State Warriors. Now, this morning, you started to see some tweets coming out of, hey, FYI, this game could be in jeopardy because The Nuggets just added three players to the health and safety protocols. I mean, they've already got injuries. Jamal Murray hasn't made his season debut. Michael Porter Jr. is probably out for the season. Handful of other guys are dealing with injuries. The Magic are borderline close, too. They had nine players available for this game. You need eight. But it was put out there of, all right, three more have been added in Denver, so this game could be in trouble. Just file that one away. And then, oh, by the way, Michael Malone has been added, too, the coach of the Nuggets. And then earlier today, Doc Rivers gets added, the coach of the 76ers. So we've got seven coaches added to the health and safety protocols this season. But that game was postponed. Now, after it was postponed, Warriors forward slash center slash mouthpiece slash defensive maven and do-it-all wizard, Draymond Green, very outspoken.
Not happy.
Yeah, did you see his tweet?
I did.
So,
does he have a point? Explain why he was so upset.
Well, so he's upset that they're postponing games. And
because?
Well, so Draymond Green, and this is where it's a tough situation. This is the only thing that I think is out there in favor of, if you were to say, let's just take a 10-day or two-week break, it's for the reasons that Draymond Green had pointed out. So 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line. As we mentioned, we got a year in review or some awards, some hardware to hand out. Got a fun game to play. We got a lot to discuss with the health and safety protocols as well. And a little more context. We'll explain what Draymond Green had to say after this. It's Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Welcome back to Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
DiVincenzo feeds it off to Wesley Matthews, who knocks down a three from the near side. So Milwaukee's now hit seven of them tonight. Another Coors Light three is that trademark arrow to the heavens from Wesley Matthews is unleashed again after the shot.
Man, we got to carve out some time to talk about Wes and Boogie, too. I mean, we'll save it. But how great have those two pickups been? Pre-buyout market, too. I mean, those are essentially buyout market guys that the Bucks got. And you bring them into the fold in November, in December, and this is the production that you're getting. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. That is the number to get in touch with us tonight on the final Bucks Talk of 2021. Man, look how far we've come. An NBA championship, the lonely days. Like, when people post the, hey, realize, like the Bernie Sanders meme of him sitting in the chair out in the cold, like, this was in the same calendar year. That was January 7th. The Snyder Cut. That was like March 9th that came out. That was still within this year.
Oh, my goodness. That feels so
long ago. Somebody pointed that out to me. It's like, no, that was 2020, right? Well, the Bucks Talk retrospective, like, remember doing games inside the arena, road games? Yeah, that was all this year. Remember those games where you'd be in the arena and you're on the air with Greg Matzik and they turn off the lights on you?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pratik Patel pinch hitting on some Bucks Talk. All of that in the last 12 months. Unbelievable. But what we teased before the break, the Warriors-Nuggets game was postponed. It's the 11th game we have seen postponed this season. And where did that note sheet go, Greg? I took some notes on the postponed games. Here we go.
Well, there it is.
Found it.
There's so much paper you have on your desk. I'm surprised you keep it all organized.
So from December 19th through the 23rd, there were five straight days where we had an NBA game postponed, and that was seven games during that stretch. Then the league paused and shut down on December 24th. And from December 25th through the 28th, four straight days, nothing. Everything business as usual and was okay. We're going to do the replacement player thing. And by the way, if you're into replacement players, Greg's got a heck of a game coming up in a couple of minutes. But we're going to do the replacement player thing. We're moving on, full steam ahead. No games postponed. Then last night, Heat and the Spurs postponed. And even getting that notification, you're like, wait a minute, we're still doing that? That's still a thing? Okay. And tonight, while I was on the air in the WAN, Nuggets and Warriors postponed. So, look, there's been a handful of players that have been very outspoken over this. There's been a handful of media figures, too. Like, why are we canceling games? Why are we postponing games? Friend of the program. Used to hear him on these airwaves all the time. Aaron Torres, I think, has been the most outspoken guy over canceling college games. And then when this happened, with the Nuggets not having 8 required players needed to play this game, Draymond Green sounded off on Twitter. And this is still ongoing because he doesn't have a game, so he can tweet throughout the day. But this is still going on for Draymond. His first tweet just after this was announced. So this was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. How do you continue to cancel games when you've implemented rules to prevent this from happening? Is that not a competitive advantage for other teams? The guys we didn't have due to the protocol played no role in Tuesday's loss? Pick a side, but don't straddle the fence. Okay. Draymond pointed out to a few others on Twitter here, somebody, Draymond just going at people tweeting back at him. So somebody said, so when the game is rescheduled, which will probably take a day away from, or Draymond, I beg your pardon, this is all part of the thread that he went on. So when the game is rescheduled, it'll probably take a day away from our break. We will play that team at full strength. But they got to sneak a win when we weren't full strength only 2 days ago. Make it make some sense around here. Somebody replied to him, the Nuggets literally haven't been healthy all season and won't be for the rest of the season. And Draymond responded, newsflash, genius. We are missing a Hall of Famer. but, like, look. I don't know. There's no clean answer here. That, to Draymond's point, if you wanted to say, let's pause this thing for 10 days, I think the counterpoint to Draymond would be if you want to pause this thing and say, we're going on a 2-week break. We're going on a 10-day break. There's going to be no basketball. We're going to give teams the opportunity that everybody, especially now that the protocols have been shortened to 5 days or 6 days, as long as you're asymptomatic and you pass the test that they have, it's just 6 days. So if we go on even a week, basketball is going dark next week. It gives every team the chance to, okay, when we break, these guys will be out of protocols and we're good to go. Well, what is the one potential hurdle there and the obstacle? Are we assuming between now and then, if you do that, no guys are going to all of a sudden test positive over this week-long break, that everybody is going to lock themselves in a bubble and avoid this? Because once you go back to testing and once you take a break and the players are they are currently free to do whatever they want, you expect me to believe we're going to pause the season, come back, and there's going to be no positive tests. I don't know what Draymond Green wants the league to do. Because Draymond's major gripe here is, so we had to play games. And look, if I think where he loses me a little bit here is the fact that the Nuggets did not have 8 players available. I mean, if this was something else where it's, hey, the Nuggets have 9 or 10 players available and they're just down like 2 coaches too. And then if Draymond wants to make the point, whoa, 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 we've had to play games less than full strength, make them play. Just like Shooter said, I had to hit it off of Frankenstein's fat foot. he plays it where it lies. Like, that's the argument that Draymond Green is making. But there's no easy fix here. You can't just go on a break and assume, all right, we just pressed reset here. Like, it's not a video game. I don't know what Draymond Green wants him to do, because his complaint is twofold. That, look, we've had to play with injuries and shorthanded, and they've certainly had injuries. Klay Thompson, been out for 2 years. Klay Thompson's out. James Wiseman's out. Jordan Poole has been out. Andre Iguodala has been out. They had a number of guys out. But also, the larger point that Draymond Green is making here is, you know, when are we making these games up? And that is, right now, the elephant in the room. Is last year, if you recall, the NBA released the schedule in halves. You had the first half schedule, and then we were told, okay, the second half is TBD. We got to build in some off time for, or just leave it blank, actually, to factor in any postponements and where do we got to move things around and reschedule them. The Grizzlies, I believe the Spurs, the Raptors, the Wizards, these were all teams hammered by COVID in the first half of the season, and they had to make up a lot of games. I think the Memphis Grizzlies played the most games in the second half of the schedule because of that. That they weren't necessarily the team that hammered by COVID, but they were impacted by it, where their opponents had games postponed. So you don't have that this year. And we haven't gotten a whole lot of answers on how the league is going to handle making up these games. Now, at my last count, I believe there's only one team that has more than three games or more that have already been canceled or postponed, I beg your pardon. So right now, most of these postponements, most of these teams, they're sitting at 80 scheduled games, a couple 79s. If it stays there, I would not be shocked if those games were just not made up. Because 72, we have learned, is the threshold for the TV contract money and the obligations to the regional sports network. So if we're talking about like 80 games and the complications that this is going to create with, we've already planned the schedule here, and we've moved past the stretch where this team that has to make up three games has 3 days off. Now we got to entertain three games in 4 days. We're a back-to-back-to-back and try to see, okay, what are the players going to agree to? We've got no clear answers on this, but I would not be shocked if all of a sudden it's just some teams play 80 games, some teams play 82, some play 81, some play 79. It's 2019 all over again. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line. Your reaction to those comments by Draymond Green. I do not think he's alone when it comes to players and how they feel about how this whole situation has been handled. Justin, all the way out in North Carolina, you're up on Bucks Talk.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? So I somewhat agree with Draymond, like I saw on your screener, but there's a little caveat to it that makes it a little bit difficult. Number one, I don't want to see the Milwaukee Bucks penalized by this because we're postponing certain games. We're not. Look at that Pelicans loss, and there's a couple other ones that we would have possibly won with one or two of our big three available, mm-hmm. And a Bobby Portis available, et cetera. But conversely, the only way you can make this work if we go on a break is if they go all the way back to a bubble.
Right.
Now, right now, correct me if I'm wrong, the Chicago Bulls are ahead of us in the standings. So let's say they play 75 and we play 81 and we have more losses and a lower winning percentage. Is that fair to make us be the 3 seed, the 4 seed, whatever? So this could potentially, in the long run, I think what Draymond's trying to get to, is cost a team like the one that we all root for that are Bucks fans a championship again due to bad seeding.
That, I mean, that's the big issue. And that, like, what I was just getting at, too, is we've been given no indication how the league is going to handle this. And I don't know that the league has an answer on, they're going to say, yeah, postpone because we want to make these games up. But as Draymond has pointed out in his string of tweets tonight, too, like, look, when are we going to make this up? And, you know, now all of a sudden we're being penalized when you get into the larger scheme of it here in the overall picture. If, you know, the Warriors and the Nuggets, if you opt to, let's say, make this up in March, and it comes in the middle of three games in 4 days, or a back-to-back for the Warriors that otherwise would have been, you know, 2 days off or 3 days off, and the Nuggets are playing it, you can't match it up, and there's no way to make this as close as what it was supposed to be. So there's no real winner here.
Absolutely. And they, even if you extend the season and do it on the back end, then you got to worry about teams getting rusty. It's just such a fluid situation that is just terrible, and it's just unfortunately the state of the globe that we live in. Lastly, hope all you guys in the Bucks and everyone else in the NBA can stay as safe as possible, and we can get this through and back-to-back Bucks, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Justin. Yeah, Draymond Green's still tweeting, too.
Like right now?
Never said... Let's see. Nuggets...
Careful. What, just make it sure.
Okay. Nuggets wasn't at full strength 2 days ago. LOL. Never said they were at full strength the other day. Reading is fundamental. And if you're not careful... You may end up looking dumb, like yourself, from Draymond Green. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. The Bucks dominated the Magic, and we expected this to happen. This is not to cast shade at the Orlando Magic, but look at that team that played the Bucks tonight. I mean, they were down two starters from Tuesday, and those starters were Robin Lopez and Hassani Gravit. And when you say, hey, man, the Magic, these injuries keep coming. And now they're down two starters from the last time they played. Oh, really? Like, man, who? Like, they can't afford any more of these issues. Like, is it Franz Wagner? No, Hassani Gravit and, wait, who? Like, Tim Frazier started tonight for the Magic. R.J. Hampton, who was cast off from the Oklahoma City Thunder last year. If even the Oklahoma City Thunder are like, yeah, we're good. Although, I guess the other way to look at that, the Thunder are trying to secure a good draft pick. Maybe they're like, all right, R.J., you're not good, but you're not bad. So that's not going to help us out here. We need bad guys. Mo Wagner. Admiral Schofield, Freddie Gillespie. Like, these are NBA 2K name generator names. Of course the Bucks won. They had their big three on the 16-2 now when that trio plays. Chris Middleton said it after this Magic game, after the game on Tuesday, that, look, we're healthy-ish. Semi Ojeleye entered the league's health and safety protocols. I am quite frankly, we're not in the clear yet, but I am quite frankly stunned. It was just Semi Ojeleye that's gone in for the Bucks so far. However, I do not claim to be an expert on the health and safety protocols. I did start to read the CBA just because you knew this was never going to go away. So, okay, let's learn as much as we can about everything that goes into place for these protocols. And I got about 17 pages in and was like, I can't. I'm done. That being said, I am not quite sure where the Bucks may escape here. I am not quite sure how it works in terms of a return to testing once you've tested positive. Aaron Rodgers has repeated this over and over. Don't roll your eyes. That he doesn't have to get tested again. His window isn't until just before the NFC Championship game. It was, what, 90 days, I think, in the NFL that you get? So I don't know what the window is for the NBA and players that test positive, how long you would go. I mean, I would assume Giannis doesn't exit health and safety protocols and then is walking into another test 2 days later. But, yeah, fingers crossed. So that may be what ultimately saves the Bucks here, that you just had four players literally just come out of health and safety protocols. But, I mean, that in itself, I mean, that's another – if you want to criticize a lot – let's start there. How do you have a player that tests positive during the game and enters protocols during the game? How is he playing in that game? So it just feels like we have not really made a whole lot of progress over where we were last year. This time last year, this was the first week of the season a year ago. And we were all going in with the mindset of, all right, let's get through it. This year will be a little weird. Let's get through it. Next year is going to be normal. But we kind of said that in the bubble. So, and now it feels like we're already starting to say it again. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line. Is there a good solution? What does the league have to do here? Draymond Green doesn't like how they're handling it. Other players don't like how they're handling it. We've heard more and more talking heads say, why are we postponing games? Why are we canceling games? Are we missing something? Is there an easy fix here? 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line. And also, know your 10-day. We'll get to that after this. It's Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices.
Stick around. Bucks Talk continues next. Presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Transition three misses. There's the rebound for DiVincenzo. Feeds it back out to Hill, and another chance for the Bucks. Giannis crossing over, feeds out top. A head fake from Matthews. Matthews goes behind the back. Nice dish to Cousins, who will lay it in with a foul. Oh, that was a thing of beauty.
The assist of the game tonight, maybe the assist of the year so far. Do want to carve out some time to talk about Wes and Boogie as well, and what that duo has brought to you. I mean, especially a couple of weeks ago, where would the Bucks be without DeMarcus Cousins when it was literally just DeMarcus Cousins? That's it. That's the list in terms of available big men for the Bucks. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line. We got another new caller on the show, this time from all the way out in North Carolina. I think Raleigh. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line. The theme of the show so far has been COVID protocols. I did not say tonight. I meant like the whole year. That's been the theme so far. And it has really, really started to culminate. Another game postponed. 11 now on the season. And now we've reached the point. It's basically replacement players that we're getting. So it leads you to a very, very simple question.
And as one game was postponed, another comes up from the ashes. It's time to play a game that definitely has never been played before. Definitely isn't a ripoff of another game played by another show. Yes, it's a Bucks Talk original. Time to play.
Who does?
We play for.
Oh, baby. I hope that you have all been paying attention to these names in the NBA because you can play at home and we encourage you to do so. So, as the premise of the game, I will list a player. You will guess Justin Garcia and everyone else at home.
How easy is it for you to play that open again?
Oh, the open?
Yeah.
Or do you want just the money line? Because we can do does.
We play four.
Because we're going to play that. There's much more times than you're going to hear that in just the open. Okay. So we'll start off a little easy, but no less tricky. I bring to you the first player, Isaiah Thomas. No, not that one. The other one, I ask you,
no.
Isaiah Thomas.
Who does?
We play for.
Yeah.
No, because I was talking to you before the show. The difficulty and the trouble here is there are a number of guys who have gotten 10-day hardship deals and have moved on to a second 10-day hardship deal with another team.
Yes.
I know Isaiah Thomas has done that. He is no longer with the Lakers. Oh, man. I am going to say who has been hit hard. Oh, God.
It gets way worse than this, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, I know. No, and I literally just mentioned this in one of our pregame show notes as well, that Isaiah Thomas had signed elsewhere. So, okay. Dallas Mavericks?
Oh, man, pulled it out.
Oh,
well done.
God.
Ooh, that was close. All right.
And by the way.
Yes, no, I see. Oh, I trust you.
It.
We have played many a game on Buckstock.
I've
never been in question, the integrity.
Close.
Oh, the laptop's close. All right, fellas. Here we go. Speaking of, a former Maverick, former Celtic, former King, former Clipper, and possibly a new team, but none of that matters because the question we ask is...
Who
does
he play for?
The player now, Rajon Rondo. As of right now.
Oh, as of right
as
now.
As of right this
okay,
minute.
Okay. The Lakers.
The Lakers, right, it is, again.
But like any minute
any
now.
Any minute. I haven't
seen.
It
seems like it's going to be Cleveland.
Literally have Woj's notifications turned on, just in case. Here we go. Here's a name. He played today. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Oh, come on. The Wizards.
Who does?
He play for?
All right, the Wizards, good. I should have led.
I stepped on the...
It's all right.
Sorry.
Yeah, because everyone wants to hear that over and over and over again. Okay, that was. We'll ease it back in. Oh, a popular name amongst these parts in this great state of Wisconsin, Micah Potter.
Oh, he just signed yesterday.
Did.
The Pistons?
The Pistons. Nicely done. We'll stay with the Wisconsin theme. In fact, we'll narrow it down to Milwaukee. Jordan Poole.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, it's not the team you're thinking of.
He just signed somewhere.
He just did.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I know I'm wrong. The Raptors?
Mmm. Want to give it another go?
Cavs? Are they in the East?
You're in the right division. I'll give you that.
Oh, okay. The Bulls?
Oh, baby.
Yeah,
not right. Too far away. Anthony Tolliver.
Oh, he just signed 2 days ago.
So the best part about this game is you think I'll buy you a little time. None of these names are older than 10 days because I wanted to make sure that they're still on the team.
Raptors?
This is so great.
Man, I want to say the Timberwolves, but he actually played for the Timberwolves prior to the 10-day.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The team that he currently plays for has a contract with. The Bucks play in the next 10 days.
Oh, man. The Pistons? The Pelicans?
Oh, there it is. Well done. Well done. All right. I haven't stumped you in a while. I'm kind of on a high from here. All right. We'll go back to a Michigan State Spartan former. We got Cassius Staley.
Come on. Is that you snapping?
Yes.
That's nice. The Raptors.
Man.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm going to guess the Raptors
every
single one. I have two go-to guesses here.
I think one of them's going to be right.
The Pistons?
I know.
The
yeah,
Pistons
well
are my other guess, yeah.
Well done. I was going to say a hometown team. That was going to be your next hint. Oh, signing his second 10-day contract today. Put some respect on his name because announcers got it wrong just 10 days ago. Langston Galloway.
Oh, my God.
People are either shouting at the radios or they're just as perplexed as you are. I would not know, by the way, if I didn't put this game together.
Langston Galloway. Yikes.
You want to open up your laptop so bad.
Sorry, so I've guessed the Pistons and the Raptors for every
I'll
single guy,
right.
So I'm not going to guess that here.
Same conference.
Langston Galloway plays for the...
You got it.
Wizards.
You don't have it. Same region of the country.
Yeah, Langston... Oh, he plays for the Knicks.
No, wait a minute. No. I jumped the gun. You said nah.
Oh, he plays for the Nets.
Okay. There it is. Yes, I knew I'd trip you up. He signed a second 10-day contract with the Nets. Langston Galloway goes, I can't have a real contract for the rest of the year, really? Guess not. Oh, here's one. Okay, I set you up for failure here, these last two that we got. Gabe York out of the G League team Fort Wayne Mad Ants. Gabe York just signed a 10-day deal a day ago.
Okay, so if the NBA would adopt the rules that I have been clamoring for, that is a dead giveaway. Now, maybe it still is who he plays for, but because you gave the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, I believe that is the Pacers affiliate, so I'm going to say the Pacers. Right, but the NBA has to be difficult and not do it the way the baseball does, correct, and the way it should be done.
Yes. Which would come in handy this time of year.
Gabe York, the Miami Heat. The Denver Nuggets. The Dallas Mavericks.
Think closer proximity to the Bucks literally right now.
The Orlando Magic?
Yeah.
Was he on the floor?
He wasn't on the floor. He also wasn't on the chart, but he signed a 10-day deal. So he's there. I counted it because I checked for his DNP, but he wasn't even listed. But it still counts. All right, we'll wrap up here. Someone that our guy Dave Kane, very, very familiar with, it's Kyle Guy. Just signed a 10-day contract. Who does Kyle Guy play for as of this moment?
I just saw this, and it was...
Your hint is you've said the name of the team already. That doesn't narrow it down.
I just saw this tweet.
Yep.
Yesterday.
Okay. Yesterday he signed this deal.
I just saw this yesterday, and the description was, yes, Kyle Guy is what you expected him to be when you see the name Kyle Guy.
Don't ask Texas Tech.
I said the name. Okay, I haven't said the Thunder. I have not said the name of the... Or did I say the name of the... Is it an Eastern Conference team?
Yes. These all are. I did not do that on purpose, by the way. I'll just play this again.
Who does?
We play for...
I was supposed to play after every player I did.
The Wizards. The 76ers. The Pistons. The Raptors.
The Pistons and Raptors are out. Where are you going to go?
Cavs. The Pacers. The Knicks. The... Who have a nice... The Celtics. I said the Nets, right?
Yes, and that's not the answer.
I gathered that.
We'll play this again. Who does?
We play for...
Pistons, Magic, Knicks, Pacers, I said. The Knicks, I said. The Hawks.
That's a good guess, though, but no.
The Hornets. The Bulls. I think I've named 14 teams. Who am I missing?
The name you mentioned was in passing, like in passing. But you mentioned the name.
The Knicks?
No, you can't. Why would it be the Knicks the second time?
Who does he play for?
Oh, he plays for the Miami Heat.
Well, I thought I said the Heat.
You did not say the Heat.
Oh, man.
You did in passing.
Oh, I did for Gabe York.
Yes, you did.
The funny part is, those are probably the easiest names.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, what I told you was... Look through Woj and Sham's timeline for the last couple of days and just remove has entered health and safety protocols. Yeah. And, I mean, some of these names, you tell me who they are. okay, well, the first few that I come across are pretty easy now, so I've ruined my own game. Boy, look at this in the last day alone. Malcolm Brogdon, Chris Duarte, Jeremy Lamb, Isaiah
Jackson. I was going to say Jeremy Lamb too, but.
This is Jeff Green, Bones Highland, Zeke Nagy. I mean, if you asked about Zeke Nagy and Isaiah Jackson and said, entered health and safety protocols or 10-day hardship?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got me there.
Let's hope we don't have to play a game like that, but in case we do, we have that in the hopper. I am done. That has been...
Who does?
We play for...
Thank you for playing.
All right, we will wrap up the show next, and we're not out of the woods yet. Do you think you could be an NBA official? Can you run up and down the floor? What's the cardio like? We may need you. More after this. It's Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices.
The Hardwood Homilies continue after this. This is Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. You're listening to Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Harris Bass, MJ Walker, Malik Newman, Cam Oliver. These are the last few names to sign 10-day hardship deals. And kind of the, wait a minute, Farron Hunt. Bucks will see Farron Hunt on Saturday when they host the New Orleans Pelicans.
Man,
these
who,
are
this
real
Pelicans
names.
Team. This Pelicans team, man.
These are real names, Greg. Reggie Perry. Like, these are computer-generated names in video games.
These are your rivals in, like, the pseudo-college you play for.
Emmanuel Terry. This is all within the last 3 days. And then you have, oh, by the way, Brandon Knight. Joe Johnson. Isaiah Thomas that we've already referenced. Who are the other two? Did I say Mike Wilkes already?
Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers. And the latest, not just Mario Chalmers, Kenneth Faried.
Oh, that's right. I was going to put Kenneth Faried on here. Yeah, like, oh, man.
Wait a minute. Are you serious right now? We mentioned the officials thing. Like, this is, it has to get to the point where it's a legitimate question. If you are currently an official, low-level basketball, like, be ready. Do some stretches. Go to the gym. Do some calisthenics. Because 25 of the 70 NBA referees are in health and safety protocols. That is almost 40% of referees are in health and safety protocols. We've seen games. Usually you have three officials on the crew. We've already seen a handful of games with just two because that's all that's available. The G League, remember they paused a couple of games, and then they said, hey, we're going to take a longer pause than we thought. Like, we're not coming back until next Wednesday. Well, that's just so there's players and officials available to go to the NBA. So if you've got any officiating experience, just stay ready.
Step up.
Like, go watch American Underdog. Go see the Kurt Warner story to get inspired.
Because that could be you.
To make the most of your moment, because that could be you. You could be an official. That's what we've come to.
Greatest show on hardwood.
Exactly. Final show of the year. It's been a blast. Thanks to everybody for hanging out for the last hour, for the last year, too, with all of these shows that we brought you on Bucks Talk. Fear not, though. We will return in 2022, day one of 2022, after the Bucks and the New Orleans Pelicans from Fiserv form a chance to get to 12 games over 500 and push the win streak up to 6. On Saturday. My thanks to Greg and DJ for producing the show and all of you for hanging out for the last hour. We'll talk to you once again Saturday night with more Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices.